We present All Gas and Gators. The Bishop Gets the Sack. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil, with this week's guest, Hugh Paddock. The Bishop of St. Ogg's is sitting reading his morning mail when he's interrupted by his chaplain, who tiptoes into the room and tries surreptitiously to open one of the drawers of his desk.
Newt, what are you doing?
Trying not to interrupt you, my lord.
Well, you've failed in your endeavor. What do you want?
I'm looking for a bottle.
Newt, I am not in the habit of keeping bottles in my desk.
No, 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 my lord. I didn't mean that sort of bottle.
And neither did I.
I meant an empty aspirin bottle that I saw here the other day. Oh, here it is. It's to put these pills in.
What pills are they?
Just some pills the vet's given me. Ah, that's better.
The vet? I know there's a shortage in doctors, but really...
No, not for me, my lord. No, that's a Thompson.
No, your cat. What's wrong with him?
Well, I don't know. He's very nervy and he won't touch his food. Do you know, the moment he woke up this morning, I waved a big plate of raw pig's liver under his nose and he just wouldn't look at it.
I can't say I blame him.
It's his favourite. That and a nice boiled cod's head. He loves the eyes, you see.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't discuss your cat's menu. Now, listen to this letter.
Who's it from, my lord?
Mr. Timothy Post, a BBC television producer. He wishes to make a film for television about the cathedral and asks me to choose someone suitable to act as guide.
Oh, I'll write and put him off.
Put him off?
Well, we don't want that sort of thing here, do we, my lord? All that sex and satire.
Oh, yeah, lost. It could be the best publicity we've had for years.
But won't it attract an awful lot of trippers?
I hope it will. Do you realize, Newt, that last year Canterbury Cathedral was visited by 500,000 tourists? Do you know how many came here? 98. And that figure included a party of 52 old age pensioners on a day trip to Brighton whose coach driver lost the way.
And weren't they cross with the poor man?
Yes, Newt. It's the first time anyone's claimed sanctuary here since 1692.
But, wouldn't a lot of tourists rather spoil the atmosphere?
Oh, Newt, really? How can you suggest such a thing? Don't you grasp the significance in this day and age of falling congregations of 500,000 people entering the doors of a great cathedral?
Oh, but of course, my lord. You mean it represents...
Pounds, Newt. It represents 500,000 pounds. Well, work it out for yourself. 50 pence for the guidebook, 10 pence each for the tower and the crypt, not to mention the sale of postcards and souvenirs, key rings, models of the cathedral, all that stuff. The vistas are unlimited, Newt. I can tell you, I consider this television program as by far the greatest pastoral opportunity that has occurred since my enthronement as bishop. We'll make a fortune. Now, the important thing is to choose the right person to act as guide. What did Mr. Post's letter say?
Someone with a thorough knowledge of the cathedral, a good speaking voice, and a warm, lovable personality.
Hmm. Who should we choose?
How about the dean?
The dean? We are mad. Can you imagine that great gloomy face appearing in the corner of people's living rooms? Oh, Lord, fat lot of tourists we'd get after they'd seen him.
He does know a lot about the cathedral, my lord. After all, he wrote the guidebook.
A fact, Newt, that I have not overlooked. Have you ever tried to read it? After the classified telephone directory, it must rank as the dullest publication in the English language.
Oh, isn't that a little unfair?
Possibly. To the classified telephone directory. No, 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 Newt. The last thing this venture needs is any help from the dean. St. Ogg's 234, Cuthbert St. Ogg speaking.
My lord, the dean here.
Oh, speak of that. Oh, no, sorry. Good morning, dean.
Good morning, my lord. I have just received a letter from the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh, they've sent you one too, have they?
I thought I would ring you at once to put your mind at rest.
Ah, then you don't wish to be connected with the venture.
On the contrary, I am offering myself as guide.
You, Dean? But why you?
Because of Mr. Post's description of a requirement, of course.
Oh, you mean that bit about having a thorough knowledge about the cathedral?
No, The good speaking voice and the warm, lovable personality. Good morning, my lord.
Did you hear that? The Dean's nominated himself as guide.
Oh, well, that's settled then.
Settled? It's nothing of the sort. I intend to do everything in my power to exclude him from this venture completely.
But if he thinks he's suitable and wants to do it, how can you stop him, my lord?
By choosing somebody more suitable, of course.
More suitable? Oh, the Archdeacon.
Henry? Oh, no, out of the question. I'm afraid he's gone to prison.
Prison? The Archdeacon, what's he done?
Oh, nothing, don't know. He's simply revisiting Parkhurst, where he used to be a chaplain. He goes to see a prisoner he takes an interest in, and unfortunately he won't be back until it's all over.
Oh, dear, then who on earth can we find to be the guide?
Well, we must think, Newt.
Oh, dear, well, there isn't anyone else with a thorough knowledge of the cathedral, a good speaking voice, and a warm, lovable personality.
Come now, Newt. I think we both know someone who might fit that description rather well, don't you?
You mean Canon Hayward?
No, not Canon Hayward. Someone nearer home. Much nearer home.
Oh, no, my lord, you can't mean me. Oh, no, I couldn't do it. I mean, I get so nervous. No,
oh, no, Newt, not you. Me.
You, my lord?
Yes. I think I shall rather enjoy being on television.
Sit down.
Maggie, have you got my glass of milk?
Oh, poor Tim. Is your ulcer clearing up?
Are you surprised after the morning we've had?
Now, quiet, everyone! Thank you. Now, my lord, if you'd just like to show us how you'd go about describing the West Front here.
But, my dear Mr. Post, you surely don't need to do any more. I've shown you how I intend to describe the transept and the nave, the Lady Chapel.
Nevertheless, I should be grateful if you'd have one more try, my lord.
Very well, Mr. Post, very well. Now, I shall stand here like this, and I shall say to the camera something like this. The West Front is built in the Romanesque style. No, Gothic, I mean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I tell a lie. No, it's only perpendicular transversal.
Oh, that's
right, isn't it, Luke?
No, my lord, it's Norman.
Yes, I meant Norman, of course. Anyway, it was built by...
William of Wapping.
Yes, William of Wapping. 1377.
1277, my
lord. As I said, 1377.
I'll make a mind up.
Look, Newt, that's the one date that I do know. It happens to be my sister's telephone number, West Ewell 1377.
Oh, who cares?
That's West Ewell 1277.
Oh, yes, there it is. Oh, well, anyway, the West Front was built by William of Wapping in 1277. Now, I'm not quite sure about this.
Now what?
Well, I'd rather like to tell a little joke here.
Why not?
Don't think it would spoil anything.
He hasn't got much idea, has he?
About the same as the other lot I worked with.
Who are they?
Flowerpot men.
Just give me that again, will you, darling?
Oh, I see, yes. Well, talking about the West Front, I'm reminded of my old friend, the Bishop of Ranjapur.
Oh, hold it!
What's the matter?
I just think I'll change the camera angle.
Whatever for?
To stop it becoming boring.
I resent that.
But it's standard practice, my lord. If you watch a film, the camera keeps on moving from side to side.
Well, now, with other people, of course, yes. I'm not surprised. I mean to say, have you seen some of the stuff they're doing on television nowadays?
Yes.
Oh, that's a much more interesting angle. You see, we've got that gravestone in the background there.
Would you like to continue, my lord?
No, I would not, Mr. Post. Just tell me when you are ready and I will do it. But I'm not prepared to practice anymore.
Oh, very well, my lord. Take 5 minutes, everybody.
Ah, you agree with me, do you?
Of course. May I have a word with you in private?
Private? Oh, yes, of course, my dear fellow. Yes, let's just stroll over here.
Excuse me. Do you think Mr. Post will be talking to the bishop for very long?
Oh, no. He's probably done it by now.
Done what?
Given him the sack.
You surely don't mean it. The bishop? The sack?
Oh, don't worry. He'll hardly notice.
Tim's an expert at it.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm glad you agree with me. I must say, I thought so all along.
I felt you did, otherwise I wouldn't have mentioned it.
Newt, Mr. Post agrees with me that this job is perhaps not quite the thing for me in my position, a little undignified.
Ah, he's given you the sack, has he?
Not. It was entirely my own idea that I should retire.
Moses, he must be good at it.
The question now is, if I am not to act as guide, who is? The one person we must at all costs avoid.
Good morning, my lord.
Oh, Dean, what brings you here?
I just thought I'd see how you were getting on.
Oh, splendidly, splendidly. Don't let us keep you.
Ah, Mr. Timothy Post, I presume. Yes, allow me to introduce myself. I am Lionel Pugh Critchley, Dean of St. Ogg's.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Dean?
I'm glad to hear that there are no problems.
Well, we do have a problem, as a matter of fact.
Indeed?
Yes, we need a...
cup of coffee? Oh, yes, it's a good idea. Why don't you all come down?
I was going to say a guide.
A guide?
Oh, but I understood that you were going to perform that function, my lord.
Yes, well, you see, there's been a slight change of plan.
In that case, perhaps I could offer my services.
Oh, would you? Oh, this would be most grateful. If you care to show us the chief points of interest in the West Front.
Well, with pleasure. And as a matter of fact, I have taken the precaution of bringing our very excellent guidebook with me.
I bet he has.
Let me see. Page 40, the West Front. Yes, here we are. One of the chief points of interest in the West Front is the new litter bin. This handsome receptacle made to a pattern chosen by the dean's wife...
There we go again.
...is one of several placed throughout the close. Visitors should be warned that failure to utilize these bins will result in immediate prosecution. The maximum fine of £25 for the first offense.
Oh, why didn't I stay with the flower pot, then?
Is something the matter?
Oh, no, dear, of course not. Also, may I have a word with you in private?
Certainly, Mr. Post. Shall we just stroll over here a minute?
Where's he taking him?
It's all right, my lord. He's just going to give him the sack.
The dean, the sack?
Don't worry, he'll hardly notice. Mr. Post is an expert.
Oh, not notice? What rubbish. How can anyone be given the sack and not notice it?
Well, you didn't.
No, thank you. I'll stick to the milk, if you don't mind.
Tea for you, my lord.
Oh, please do, yes. I'm sorry, Mr. Post. I really don't know who to suggest now.
Could we send a telegram to the Archdeacon?
Oh, he'd never get here from Parkhurst in time. The filming's tomorrow morning, remember. No, there's no one. Simply no one.
Stop there!
I beg your pardon.
This is meant to be an easy program. I'm not supposed to be given difficult jobs, not anymore. They're fading me out.
Fading you out? Why? Have you offended Mrs. Whitehouse?
No. Fading, my lord, reducing the load. I've only got one more program to do. I retire next month, you know.
Retire? Oh, you do surprise me. You hardly look 60.
60? 39? I just have to cancel the whole thing.
But you can't do that. You can't. We need the publicity.
I'm sorry, but what else can I do? There's no time to rehearse anymore now, even if we could find a suitable person.
How's the headache, Mr.
Terrible! May I have one of those aspirins on your desk, my lord?
No, I'm awfully sorry. That's Samson.
But surely he wouldn't begrudge me that.
Samson is a cat.
And they're not aspirin, they're tranquilizers. He has them for his nerves.
Oh, well, in that case, perhaps not. Would you put them back on the desk for me?
Of course. Oh, really? You know, this is desperate. All we need is someone with a thorough knowledge of the cathedral, a good speaking voice, and a warm, lovable personality.
Anyone at home?
Deacon, what are you doing here?
Yes. Henry, why aren't you at Parkhurst?
A lost journey, I'm afraid.
Why? You saw your prisoner friend.
No, he wasn't in.
You mean he was out?
Yes. She escaped in the laundry basket last Monday.
Really, my dear Henry, you can't imagine how pleased we are to see you. Mr. Post, this is the Archdeacon. What do you think of him?
Yes.
Well, he's got a very warm smile. Smile, Henry, go on. Smile warmly. Smile warmly, Henry.
What for?
Because I ask you to, Henry. I ask you to.
Come on, Archdeacon, you were doing it just now.
Yes, well, if you insist.
What did I tell you?
Yes.
Well, you know, you'd have to go an awful long way to find a smile more lovable than that.
Bishop, may I stop smiling?
Just listen to that voice. Well, what do you think?
Well, we'd have to do a lot to him.
What? Oh, do what you like. You won't mind, will you, Henry?
won't I?
No. Well, he's rather small. He'd be very difficult to shoot.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's what Jerry found at Gallipoli.
Oh. Yeah, well, you could stand on a box. I mean, you'd be prepared to stand on a box so that Mr. Post could shoot you, wouldn't you, Henry?
Is that an order, Bishop?
Oh, Henry, dear old friend, I'm so sorry. Of course we've never explained to you, have we?
It's not as funny as that, Loot.
No, of course it isn't, no. Now, you see, Mr. Post is a television director who's doing a film about the cathedral, and we want you to act as guide.
Oh, but Bishop, I've got a bit of a cold coming on. Do you really want me to do this?
Want you, Henry? I've chosen you in the furnace of affliction, Isaiah.
Bad as that, is it? Oh, well, I've been on television before, of course.
You have? Oh, then you know the ropes. Oh, then we needn't cancel the film after all. I'll tell the boys to roll the cameras at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Post.
Good night, good night.
Oh, my dear Henry, you are wonderful. You've saved the day. I never knew you'd been on television.
Oh, yes, a few years ago now.
What was it? Meeting Point?
No, Jukebox Jury.
How terribly clever.
Not at all. There was nothing to it.
Who was on the panel with you?
No one.
You mean you were on the panel alone?
No. I was in the audience with my nephew. There was a picture of my feet. They tell me my gaiters showed up particularly well.
Oh,
my lord. And Mr. Post thinks he knows the ropes. What are we going to do?
Oh, well, there's only one thing we can do, Newt.
What's that?
Show him the ropes. And we've got precisely 15 hours to do it, so let's make a start right away.
But, Bishop, I've got this cold. I want to go home to bed.
Bed, Henry? You're not going to bed yet. In fact, you're probably not going to bed at all. You aren't leaving this room until you are as an accomplished television commentator as Cliff Mitchellmore, Robin Day, Katie Boyle, all rolled into one.
The Lady Chapel remains as it was before the Reformation. Oh.
With the exception?
Yes, of course. With the exception...
Stop.
What's the matter, my lord?
Start again, Henry. We've got to get it right, Henry.
Oh, very well. Welcome to the cathedral at St. Ogg's. A place you must be sure not to miss. The south aisle is remarkable as an example of...
Stop!
What's wrong now?
You aren't smiling, Henry.
Yes, I am.
Well, it doesn't look like it, does it, Newt?
It is a bit difficult to detect, Archdeacon.
Well, I don't feel much like smiling.
Henry, where is your professionalism? Come on now, once again.
Welcome to our ancient cathedral of St. Ogg's, a place you must be sure to miss.
Not to miss! Not to miss! And smile, Henry, you weren't smiling. So you've got to smile, Henry. Smile, remember, keep smiling.
Oh, hello. Is that the Ecclesiastical Novelties Company? Oh, good morning. This is the Bishop of St. Ogg speaking. Yes, I want to make an order. A larger order. Now, listen carefully. Well, let me see now. 10,000 nice souvenir models of the cathedral. Oh, yes, of course. The ones that light up. And let's say 15,000 of those very smart St. Ogg's key rings. They're bound to be popular. 20,000 postcards of St. Ogg's tomb. Oh, in colour, of course. Yeah, the larger ones, naturally. And the same amount of assorted views. Now, how much will that lot cost?
Oh, will it? Yes, as much as that.
Oh, well, never mind, never mind. Put it all in hand immediately and charge it to my account. Thank you. Good morning.
Samson? Puss, puss, puss.
Ah, Snoot, Snoot.
Yes, my lord.
Where have you been?
Looking for Samson, my lord. He hasn't had his tranquilizers, and I can't find him anywhere.
Oh, really, Snoot, you've no sense of the fitness of things. He'll turn up. Cats always do. The thing is, have you seen Henry?
No, not since you let him go at 5:30 this morning.
Yes, that may have been a mistake.
You mean making him practice all night?
No, letting him go home.
But you couldn't have kept him any longer. He was feeling so rotten with his cold.
I disagree. You know, I think we should have trained him right up to the last minute like a racehorse. Still, I have no real fears. I think we can rely on Henry's eloquence. That'll be him now. Go and let him in.
Very well, my lord. Good morning, Archdeacon. Come in, won't you? My lord, here's the Archdeacon.
Ah, morning, Henry. Thoroughly rested, are you? No sign of Mr. Post yet, Knut?
No, my lord.
Well, well, I expect you're raring to go, aren't you, Henry? You will remember everything I told you last night, won't you?
Yes, and do remember to smile, Archdeacon, won't you?
Yes, Henry, why are you waving your arms about like that? What's he doing, Doot?
Well, he seems to be pointing to his throat, my lord.
Oh, really? Henry, why are you pointing to your throat?
I think he's trying to tell us something.
Then why doesn't he see it?
I don't know. Let it... Oh, you don't think... Archdeacon, you haven't lost your voice, have you?
Lost his voice? Oh, no, it's not possible. Henry, it isn't true. Say it isn't true. Tell me, speak to me, Henry, dear old friend. Say you haven't lost your voice.
He's writing a message, my lord.
Oh, quick, you see what it says.
I have lost my voice.
Oh.
Lord, I told you shouldn't have made him rehearse all night. Now what shall we do?
Knut, what can we do? Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upwards.
Yes, my lord, I do so agree. Job chapter 5, verse 7.
What can I say? Well, at least we have tried, Knut. We did our best, Knut. We did our best to help the cathedral that we all love in its hour of need, and we have failed. Events have overwhelmed us.
Has it occurred to you, my lord, that perhaps this television program was not, after all, meant?
Frankly, Knut, it had not. However, now that you mention it, I confess it appears a distinct possibility. But as Christians, Knut, we know what to do, don't we?
Oh, yes, my lord. Indeed we do. Accept the inevitable with joy.
Well, if not with joy, exactly. Accept it calmly and with dignity. Go, Knut, and tell Mr. Post we wish the program cancelled.
Very well, my lord.
And, Knut?
Yes, my lord.
There is no shame in defeat.
No, my lord.
Remember always that the key to heaven... The key. The keys.
My lord, what is it?
The keys, the keyrings, St. Ogg's keyrings. I've just ordered all that rubbish.
Rubbish?
Oh, 10,000 plaster models of the cathedral, 15,000 St. Ogg's keyrings, 20,000 postcards of St. Ogg's tomb, and the same quantity of assorted views.
What?
Yes, in colour and the large ones.
Oh, my lord, what shall we do?
Do? The program has got to go on.
Well, how can it? The Archdeacon can't speak.
Well, we'll just have to make him speak. I can't be left with all that junk. It cost a fortune.
Morning.
What a beautiful morning.
Morning, Mr. Post.
The thrilling weather, isn't it?
Yes, morning.
Morning.
Good morning, my lord. Good morning, Archdeacon. How are you today?
He's very well, thank you.
Oh, good. Sleep well, Archdeacon?
Yes, like a log. Thank you.
Raring to go, are you?
Oh, yes, he's absolutely raring.
He's not very talkative, is he?
No, no, no. Well, you see, he's
saving his voice.
Right. Well, I'll just line up the camera and see you in a couple of minutes.
Yes, yes, of course.
Splendid. Well, see you later.
Now, how on earth can we get his voice back?
Well, I believe the principle is to relax the throat. I think you're meant to spray it with ether.
Oh, don't be silly. We haven't got any ether.
What about Friar's balsam?
Ah, that's possible. I know. Gargle with salt and water. Henry!
I don't think you like the sound of that.
Come back here. Come back here. Come on. Come on. Really.
Look. He's writing another message.
What's it say?
Alcohol.
Oh,
but are you sure, my lord?
Do as I say.
Oh, very well. Here you are, Archdeacon. Oh.
Well.
He looks more cheerful. Look. He's holding out his glass for more.
Yes, well, go on, Luke. Fill it up again. Fill it up. Henry, has it done any good?
Yes, has it, Archdeacon? Try and speak. Oh, do try.
Oh, it's no good. We're done for.
No, don't despair, my lord. Look, he's writing another message. It says, can't Knut do it. What? No! Oh, no, I couldn't. No, don't ask me. I'll just take him.
Oh, if only he could, Henry. He's very strong on the facts, and he's not bad looking, even in a sort of funny way.
Oh, my lord, you're too kind.
No, the trouble is he gets nervous. Give him something to do, and he flaps around like a startled hen. Henry, why are you pointing to the decanter? Oh, do you really think you should have another one? Oh, I see you mean Newt. Dutch courage, eh? That's a thought. Newt, get yourself a glass of sherry.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I don't. I never do. Newt, as your bishop,
I order you to have at least two sips of sherry.
Oh, no, don't do that, my lord.
Do as you are told.
But I don't even like it in a trifle. Really, I'd rather...
Henry, whatever you're pulling my sleeve for. Oh, aspirins, yes, of course. Come on, Newt. Give him some aspirins, Henry. This will relax you.
Oh, very well. Oh, but surely not as many as that.
This is an emergency. Now, go on, swallow them off. Now, off you go, and do the best you can for us.
Yeah, but what shall I tell Mr. Proust?
Well, you just have to tell him that there's been another change of plan.
Oh, very well, if you insist, my lord. But I'm afraid it'll take more than aspirins to cure my nerves.
Oh, dear Henry, my dear old friend. I'm afraid aspirins, even taken with a glass of sherry, will hardly help the situation. I don't think we'll bother to go and watch. Do you? No, it hardly seems kind to Newt. What should we do? Oh, yes, of course. What a good idea, Henry. Sherry. No, it isn't. The decanter's empty. Oh, I suppose we can get out another bottle. What do you think? Yes. You're getting rather good at nodding your head, aren't you? Oh, well, let's see. They're in this cupboard.
What's this? It's Samson. So that's where you've been. What have you got there? Kittens. Four pretty little kittens.
Dear me, it looks as though we're going to have to call you Delilah in future. Well, you know, Newt's been very, very worried about his cat, Henry. He thought it was suffering from nerves. He even went to the vet to get some special pills. Special pills, Henry? Those aspirins you gave Newt, where did you get them from? The vets? Oh, no, Henry, you did. Henry, they aren't aspirins. They're animal tranquilizers. Do you realize what you've done? Come on, we must go and find Newt if it isn't already too late. Come on, Henry.
Right, now settle down, everyone. Settle down. Thank you.
Milk, please, Maggie.
Oh, poor old Tim. Good luck.
Oh, you must be joking.
Are you ready, Mr. What's your name?
Newt. Yes, Mr. Host. I'm quite ready if you are.
Oh, right. Well, roll the camera.
Unknown Cathedral. Scene one, take one. Action.
Good evening, viewers, and welcome to our beautiful cathedral here at St. Ogg's, one of the places you mustn't miss, especially if you've been wondering where to go for your holiday this year.
Henry, look! I can't believe it!
Nor can I, Bishop.
You know, it's astonishing.
Wasting
Henry, you've spoken!
I did! It must have been the shock!
Henry, I'm not surprised. Look at him, Henry. Have you ever seen anything like it?
Really is a little jest.
Shouldn't you tell him?
He took the knife.
Oh, dear me, no, Henry. I'm going to keep them by me. They're just what I need when poor old Newt has to preach a sermon.
Old building.
Cut! That was terrific!
Really? Oh, no, I think I can do much better than that. Now, let's try just one more take, shall we?